Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here we are, Eddie, in the rolling Essex countryside. It's gorgeous here. This used to be your home, didn't it? It's now your office with Matchroom. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, really, living or working in a place that you used to live in, because every room in here now is another department. And obviously, to me, it was the lounge or the dining room. But it's been a really sort of positive building and environment for my family over so long. And actually, since we've had our head office here, the company has grown and grown and grown and grown. So we're sort of continuing in that happy place. And which we wanted to try and create somewhere where people enjoyed working as well. So we have a gym and a pool. You see, the grounds are nice in the summer. People sit outside and have lunch, because I think you really need to be motivated in your workplace. Mm. Obviously, you know, one of the reasons people go to work is to make money and to survive. But if you're motivated in what you do, if you have a passion for it, you're going to work a lot harder and you're going to enjoy what you do. And ultimately, that should lead to a better work environment and people doing their jobs better. And we've got a very, very young business here. We never really recruit at senior level. Everybody who gets that senior level has really come from probably like the ages of 15 and 16. And yeah, that's always been the ethos of the business, sort of bring people through and give them chances.
So we're sitting in your old drawing room, sort of living room area. What I want to know is what it was like growing up in the Hearn family, because I think the dynamic with your dad is a fascinating one that we'll talk more about later on. But was it a happy childhood? Was it a busy childhood? Was your dad always at work, or did you spend a lot of time together?
Yeah, he was always at work. I mean, my dad is from Dagenham, son of a bus driver. My mum is from East London. Her dad worked for Ford's. He was an engineer there. And proper, you know, East End family, really. When I was born, my dad was playing snooker. They called Romford Snooker Club and said, your wife's gone into labour. But he said he was in the middle of a best of three with a guy called Crunchy Warne. He always tells me a story. He said, I just couldn't leave. He said, I couldn't leave. You know, it was one all, and it was for 50 quid. But this is like genuinely, like, but that's like the old school mentality. That was almost accepted by...
He didn't miss your birth.
He did. Yeah, he did. No, he did. He was playing snooker. He got there like... But when he got there, I was born, right? So, but that was like the old school way was, yeah. That wasn't really a big deal. You know, like the women had the babies.
Yeah.
That was their mentality. Oh, I ain't get, what am I going to do? Just let me know when it's here, kind of thing, you know? And now, like, the men are almost having the babies with the women. So, growing up, he was extremely hard worker. I mean, he was a chartered accountant at an early age, the youngest ever qualified chartered accountant. And then sort of ended up finding himself managing Steve Davis, and then, you know, being responsible for managing him, the explosion of snooker in the 80s, then got into boxing, but was always away, like always travelling, similar to how I am now. Mm. And, you know, I really got my time around him by travelling with him or going to the events, going to the fights, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's loads of pictures of me growing up in his office, which is actually just in there. Mm. Where I would just be like laying on the floor, like with a football or a cricket ball, just like throwing it in the air, just being in the same room as him, because he would be on the phone all night. So just anything to be around him. And I guess that, you know, one of the reasons that I've ended up doing well is because I was kind of programmed by being in that environment to do the job that I'm doing. Like, you know, people say, "God, you sound so much like your dad." You know, when you talk, if you watch footage of him promoting shows when he was in his 40s, like, you can't even notice the difference in the voice, you know? And it's just being around him and just being in that environment. And, you know, but that was my way to spend time with him. If he was home, he was always working. He was always on the phone. But he was also, he would always put the time in with me. You know, I played cricket for Essex from like under 11s to under 18s. We'd be in the garden for hours, you know, be bowling at me. So he was, you know, he's a very good dad in that he wanted to succeed for himself and for his family, but also would put the time in, you know, to make sure that you know, we could do the things we wanted to do, which really, to be honest, was play sport. That was what we loved to do.
Because it would have been quite easy for you to stay in his shadow, but somehow, in the last few years particularly, you've really managed to carve your own way. But I'm sure always under the watchful eye of Barry, of your dad. But was that a determination on your part, or is it something he wanted you to do? And how did that come about? When did you first realise that actually you could make it almost on your own, although obviously it was still within the stable of what your dad's been doing all his life?
I think sort of growing up, anything, you know, having a successful father, obviously I was lucky enough to grow up, you know, in a nice house, nice holidays, all that kind of stuff. But he managed to always keep that sort of almost like East End working class mentality in me, which I think he was petrified of me being that rich, spoilt kid, because I think they were the kids when he was growing up that he just could not stand. You know, the kid at school, the posh kid with the nice house, you know, he would come from, you know, a council flat in Dagenham, and he would probably look at those kids and think, "Oh, I hate you." And he was probably petrified of me being like that. Growing up, it was always like, "Barry Hearn's son, that's Barry Hearn's son." You know, I'd remember going to restaurants or whatever, and I get it now, and people would like stare. "Oh, it's Barry Hearn over there, you know, it's Barry Hearn over there, yeah." And I used to think, I thought it's quite cool, really. But growing up, you know, if I was in the Essex cricket team, if I was, because Barry Hearn's son's like that, you know, he's like, you know, or when I was boxing for Bidariki, now that's Barry Hearn's son over there. So, like, you know, he's there because, I guess you don't really think that affects you at the time, but it can work two ways. It can give you the drive to succeed. Frank Lampard went to my school, and I remember after school, his dad would take him over to the football pitches, and he would train him, and he would be doing these sprints and shuttle runs like on his own. And I'd think, well, and when he got into the West Ham team, everyone went, "It's Frank Lampard's son." Like, he was good, but he wasn't as what he ended up being. And everyone said he's in the team because of his dad. You know, and I have a lot of admiration for Frank Lampard because he went on to be one of the best Chelsea players ever. So he was faced with the same challenges I was in a different world. And I guess it's that drive. I think what it ultimately comes down to is wanting to outperform them. You know, his dad, Frank's dad, was a very good footballer as well. I think that you don't sit there every day going, "I want to be better than my dad." But you want to take it to another level because it's the only way you can be judged. If you don't outperform them, whatever you do will never really be respected because you've been given the head start in life, you know. And, yeah, but you got the job because of your dad and like that. So you have to take it to another level. And that's probably the drive that I've had. Now the drive is more about the legacy of the business, the family business, because, that you know, there's not many things other than his family that my dad's prouder of than Matchroom, right? So it's up to me now to take it to that next level. And we've done that over the last probably 5 or 10 years where he's seen his little sort of business just explode into this incredibly successful, not just financially, but, you know, in terms of major sporting events, international markets, all that kind of stuff. So now it's just like this crest of the wave that we're all riding. But, you know, the only downside is I will never get the feeling of making it from nothing. Do you know what I mean? Which I'm a bit jealous of, a bit envious of, because he looks at this company now and sits back and goes, "I can't believe it." Like, literally, we started this company like in a broom cupboard in Romford. Look at it now. And I'm quite jealous of that because I would have liked the opportunity to try and do that. But, you know, I look at it now and say, okay, well, when we started, it was here. Now it's here. Mm. She's great. But he's like, no, no, it's not just great. You don't understand. Because I didn't have those years where he was probably about to go bankrupt one year, you know, firing people the next, probably couldn't pay the rent in the offices. And they're sometimes the fun times, you know. So I didn't get that.
You learn a lot about yourself when your back's against the wall, don't you?
And, you know, yeah. I think to come through those times and be where he is, you know, he's an incredible operator. And I've never met anyone with so much energy. Like, he's 71 now, and just every morning literally wakes up and just, like, claps his hands. And, you know, he'll come and pick me up if we're going to a meeting at 6, and as soon as I literally open the door, yo, morning, right, son, let's go, how you feeling? I'm like, oh, Dad, please. And, or he'll phone me up at 10:30 at night, how was your day, tell me what happened, what's going on? And it's like, but he's just, honestly, I don't know how he does it. And I think a lot of that is because he's been... You know, he can't quite believe what's happened to his life. Yeah. You know, where I was brought up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is almost like how it's supposed to be. But for him, every day seems like a dream. And I'm quite envious of that because that must be an amazing feeling.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.